This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Sam joins us now. Sam, it's Michael and Don. How are you doing today?
What's up, you guys? Good. Getting ready to have a quick turnaround here and beat a good Denver team.
All right, so let's talk. You probably looked at the film. What did you see that you didn't realize was happening on the field on Sunday?
I thought it was all pretty clear for the most part. Obviously the red zone pick killed us. Just a good drive trying to make it 17-14 there, and obviously you can't have red zone turnovers. They kill you, and then that third interception was just a bad play by me. So. All around, not my greatest game. Obviously looking to play a lot better the rest of the season.
In general, Sam, when you make a mistake, is it just poor execution on your part, or do you find yourself being guilty of trying to do more than you should?
I think for the most part, when you got to take every mistake and put it into context, I think, for me, I got to be sure of, making sure that, if the play is not there, just check it down, get the yards that we can. If the check down's not there, make sure if there's room to scramble, make sure that I scramble and make, smart decisions with the ball in space. That's what playing the quarterback position is about. It's about moving the ball up and down the field, taking care of the ball and putting the ball in the end zone. And, now, I felt like I didn't do a good enough job of that on Sunday.
The play that you got the touchdown to Berrios was one of the top plays I've seen all year. When you have a play like that and you make a play like that, do you sit back and go, why don't I do that all the time?
For me, that's kind of, just letting the game come to me. That's exactly right. What I kind of just talked about was just, expecting, something to be open and then, just kind of reacting, let my instincts kind of take over from that point. If everyone's kind of covered up and I have room to scramble, take advantage of that. Go outside the pocket if I can, try to make a play with my feet. And if I find a guy open, throw it to him.
All right, you've got a backup guard playing left tackle. You've got a bunch of weapons that weren't really a part of this thing. And I know you're never going to ever make excuses, but how much can we expect you to do when you have so many injuries that you guys have suffered through?
Yeah, obviously the injuries are unfortunate. And unfortunately, it's a part of the game that we play. Football's a rough sport, but it's always kind of that next man up mentality. And for me, my job doesn't change. It's about getting the ball to the open receiver, taking care of the football, moving it up and down the field. And again, like I keep saying, it's just about putting the ball in the end zone.
Sam, you were the third pick in the draft, and obviously they expect you to be a great franchise quarterback. With the struggles that you've had this year, does any self-doubt creep into your mind if you could be that quarterback?
No, I don't have any doubt. At all. I truly believe in my abilities and what I can do. Again, it's just about playing more consistent. I think letting the game come to me, like I just said, is going to be the most important part of all that.
Now, as fans and media, we like to put timetables on things. Like, Sam's in his third year. We got to start seeing this. Do you have a timetable in your mind when you should be in a certain place at a certain time in your career?
No, I've expected to, I expect great things out of myself and this team. I really do believe that, we have the players on this team to be able to, win games. It's just about, whatever play is called, both offensively, defensively, on special teams, like, it's up to the players to go out there and execute. And that's it. It's up to me to throw the ball in the right places, move the ball up and down the field, and score touchdowns. That's my job, and obviously, there's 11 guys on the field, and we all got to be on the same page at all times. And I feel like there's, in these last three games, I feel like there's just been four or five plays every game that you can really point out and say, you know, those if we clean up those plays, the game feels a lot different, and we put ourselves in a position to win. But we can't make those mistakes. You know, we can't have those. We got to execute at all times.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, Sam, Keyshawn Johnson, who's on our station, Dan Orlovsky, who's on ESPN, they are huge supporters of yours. They think that you are a great quarterback. You have the potential to be an unbelievable quarterback. And they put all the blame for your struggles on the coach, Adam Gase. They say he's coached you terribly and that if you were in the right situation, you'd be one of the best quarterbacks in the game. What do you say to guys that are big supporters of yours that blame it on Gase and not on you?
No, I think first and foremost, you know, Coach Gase, Greg, and, you know, Brant Boyer, the special teams coach, they put together plans every single week, and, you know, they put us in the best position to win every Sunday. And I can stand by that any day of the week. And so for us and for myself, it's about going out there and executing the plan. If we go out there and execute the plan, it's on the tape. If we do what we're supposed to do, we go out there, we execute, we win ball games. And so I put that pressure on, you know, the players, you know, offensively, defensively, and on special teams. You know, we just got to do a better job of executing. If we do that, we'll win games.
But Sam, when you do that, and I think it's very cool that you're defending your coaching staff, but when you say it's on the players, then it's almost like saying we're not good enough to execute the plan. You're putting all the onus on you. I mean, there has to be some blame on the game plan and the coaching technique. There has to be.
No, everyone in the building takes ownership for every loss that we have, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how it is. That's how it is with a really good culture. And for us, we just got to take ownership of it. Everyone's got to understand, okay, what are we doing wrong and how do we correct it? And that's what it's about. That's how you move forward and that's how you win games.
But unfortunately, you know, it's a lot easier to let go of a coach than it is to let go of a roster. And there's a report out there that if you lose to Denver, your coach could be fired. Do you find yourself trying to play for the coach that you believe in, realizing that if you don't, then he could be gone?
Unfortunately, you know, we can't get caught up in that. Honestly, guys, you know, we're really focused on executing the game plan that we have for Thursday. And, you know, we're about to have a walkthrough here in about an hour. And, you know, we're focused on, you know, executing the plays that are in that game plan and making sure that we do everything that we can to prepare the right way for Thursday. And that's it.
All right, shift to Thursday now. How much of a bear is it to get ready for a Thursday night game, also coming off a loss? So essentially you have 3 days to make this work.
Yeah, you know, for us, we just got to shake it off. You know, and get back to work today. And I think, you know, just being around the building today, the guys have been doing a good job of it, you know, recovering the way that they should be and watching plenty of tape on Denver. You know, we'll be ready to go by Thursday.
Are you able to get rid of the soreness in time for Thursday? I would think that you're probably still sore deep into the week. Are you still feeling Indy when you take the floor and play them on Thursday against Denver?
No, I mean, you know, I'm still pretty young, so I can't really use that as an excuse.
Because I would definitely still feel it probably 4 weeks after.
No, I feel great right now. You know, a lot of the guys have been, you know, in the ice tubs and getting massages today. So we'll be ready to go by Thursday.
All right, final thing, Sam. After a loss like yesterday and the 3 losses you guys have had, is Gase angry at you guys? Is he disappointed? I mean, what's his mindset when he talks to you?
No, it's just, you know, it's tough, man. You know, it's for us, we understand where he's coming from. You know, it's everyone wants things to happen right now and they need to happen right now. You know, there needs to be a sense of urgency around the building. But at the same time, like we look at the tape and, you know, there are those, it's like I said, 4 or 5 plays every game. that, you know, if we just execute on those plays, like for me, if I don't turn the ball over in the red area, if I scramble, maybe throw the ball away, give us a chance and go to second down, like, you know, that game might turn out a little bit different. Obviously, you don't want to get into hypotheticals, but that's just how it is in the NFL, you know. So for me, if I don't turn that ball over, it could be a different ball game.
Does he ever express that he needs to do a better job?
Yeah, like I said in the beginning, you know, it's everyone in this organization, because we have great people in here, they take ownership of every loss that we have.
Well, Sam, we thank you for coming on, as always. Good luck on Thursday, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.